Welcome. Grace, mercy, and peace to all you precious people from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord be with you and with thy spirit. Shall we greet one another? Yes, I mean it. I'd like you to think of those who sit near you in church and take a moment to send them your greetings. You're welcome. And your love. And now think of those who sit further away, or perhaps those who have not been able to come to church for some time. We understand better now how they may feel. Greet them in your hearts. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, be with us each in our own place as we come before you. Move your spirit between and within our homes to gather our worship and guide our prayers. Be present to us as we would be present to one another and to you. Amen. Today is Palm Sunday. And as before, we have created another document that you can open up either from the website or from your email. So I invite you to pause the recording now while you check that you have the readings and the hymns in front of you so that we can join together in our worship. Fran is going to begin our time together by reading for us the opening gospel.
Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this: the Lord needs them, and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." And now let us sing our first hymn, "Rejoice, the Lord is King."
Rejoice again, I say rejoice. I wonder if some of you found that reminder difficult. Doesn't really seem a time for rejoicing. For faith and fortitude, compassion and prayer, yes, but rejoicing, not easy at this time. I think the way I did find to rejoice in the story of Palm Sunday was by thinking of the man Jesus, a man in his prime, roughly the same age as my sons. How amazing must that entry have been. Finally, a moment of recognition, a moment of uplift and joy, of affirmation and encouragement. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And despite what happened later that week, that moment is one that we return to each week in our communion service. It is part of the Sanctus. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. A great welcome. I am sure that there was joy for Jesus in that entry to Jerusalem. And as always, as we feel for his joy, so he shares it with us. Let it be ours, just as he does with his love. Thinking about the scene, I was reminded of the moment of clapping we were all called to thank and praise our NHS workers. Tom, who is not someone who would normally follow a crowd, leapt to his feet, and we were both moved by what we were part of. But remembering the crowd and how they turn later on Jesus, I cannot now help thinking, will we remain loyal? Will we continue to support this wonderful thing we have in our country? Will we be able to keep faith with all those who suffer in whatever way and support those who care for them properly? Or will we, after our uplifting moment, forget? We do love to love for a moment. Certainly, it makes us feel good. We all know that. But we also all know that when the feel-good factor wanes, there have been times when we have left the call to love. And love, the hard work of love, is so important for our world today. Shall we take a moment to confess to God where we have failed him and our neighbour? In a dark and disfigured world, we have not held out the light of prayer. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. In a hungry and despairing world, we have failed to share our bread. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. In a cold and loveless world, we have kept the love of God to ourselves. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, making you holy to serve his Son in his world. Amen. The Collect for Palm Sunday. True and humbling King, hailed by the crowd as Messiah, grant us the faith to know you and love you, that we may be found beside you on the way of the cross. which is the path of glory. Amen. Palm Sunday holds within it not just the triumphal entry of Christ, but also the shadow of what is to come. Traditionally, the full story of the Passion is read on Palm Sunday, and there is no sermon, you'll be pleased to hear. I invite you this day to find time to read the story leading up to and including the crucifixion. Choose whichever gospel you wish. Let it set the tone for the week that lies ahead. For we approach now together Holy Week. Let us begin it with Psalm 31.
Psalm 31, verses 9 to 16. The response to the psalm is, "Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress." Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eye wastes away from grief, my soul and body also. For my life is spent with sorrow and my years with sighing. My strength fails because of my misery, and my bones waste away. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. I am the scorn of all my adversaries, a horror to my neighbours, an object of dread to my acquaintances. Those who see me in the street flee from me. I have passed out of mind like one who is dead. I have become like a broken vessel. For I hear the whispering of many, terror all around, as they scheme together against me, as they plot to take my life. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and persecutors. Let your face shine upon your servant. Save me in your steadfast love. This is the word of the Lord. After hearing the cry of the psalmist, we will now sing, "My Song is Love Unknown." We invite you to use this hymn as a time of meditation on the Passion of Christ and all that it means to each of you.
Oh,
I said at the beginning that we can find joy in the joy of our Lord, and that always he lets it be ours. This wonderful hymn and psalm also speak of suffering, and I wonder whether we can share in the suffering of our Lord. Amidst mostly a happy week, I have had moments of struggle, and perhaps because it's easier to admit that over the phone, when people have asked me how I am, I have told them as best I can, resisting the urge to pretend that all is fine. Almost without exception, those who have listened, after being lovingly attentive, have gone on to speak of their own struggles. I don't know that we really can share the suffering of our Lord as it happened 2,000 years ago. But I do believe that in one another, if we are willing to be honest about the dark as well as the light, we can share what is difficult in the body of Christ today, and indeed in the world he came to save. And I think that in this way, we do walk the way of the cross with our Lord. I encourage you to look to the psalmists as examples of those who are honest, and try, if you can, to share with others how you really are at this time. And should someone share with you, bring it into your prayers. I said the work of love is so important at this time. And I wonder if you thought when I said it, well, what can we do, isolated as we are? Pray, pray, pray. Set a time, set two times in your day, and pray. I had an additional personal minute of clapping on Wednesday when a young friend, finally out of isolation, drove up to Murfield to the Community of the Resurrection to begin his novitiate, to start a life committed to prayer, a whole life. I like to think that we today will be praying with him. Indeed, in every day when we pray, we step into the prayer of the whole body of Christ.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, teach us to pray. Teach us the difference between loneliness and solitude. Help us to learn the language of silence, and enable us to hear your still, small voice of calm. Lord, we pray. For those suffering with ill health or worrying symptoms, whether in body, mind, or spirit, may our prayers and our compassion be part of their healing. Lord, we pray. For the safety and continuing inspiration of our doctors and nurses and pharmacists and research scientists and all of their support staff. Lord, we pray. For families under stress at this time, we ask for your spirit of peace and tolerance and empathy and forgiveness. Lord, we pray. For for the signs of spring and new life appearing, and for our better stewardship of the natural world. Lord, we pray.
Many of us are having to do things that are a bit out of our comfort zone, and I want to thank Fran and someone else you'll hear in a moment, who both have needed to learn new skills so this can happen. I would love it if we could hear more voices on these podcasts. So if you are brave enough and can download Audacity, it's a free app, have a play with it and see what you think, and then let me know. Let us share God's blessing. You are called and loved by God the Father and kept safe by Jesus Christ. Mercy, peace and love be yours in abundance. And the blessing of God, Father, Son and Holy Spirit be amongst you and those for whom you pray, now and always. Amen. And now our last hymn, a welcome of our Lord into our lives, led by a voice you know and love. Take it away, Chris.
Make way for Christ the King in splendor arise. Fling wide the gates and welcome him into your lives. Make way for the King of Kings. Make way, and let his kingdom in. He comes the broken hearts to heal, the prisoners to free. The deaf shall hear, the lame shall dance, the blind shall see. Make way for the King of Kings. Make way, and let his kingdom in. And those who mourn with heavy hearts, who weep and sigh, with laughter, joy, and royal crown, he'll beautify. Make way for the King of Kings. Make way, and let his kingdom in. We call you now to worship him as Lord of all, to have no gods before him, their thrones must fall. Make way for the King of Kings. Make way, and let his kingdom in.